We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
A great picture of generational reconciliation is found in Luke when Simeon held the infant Jesus and prophetically affirmed him. And then Anna, the 84-year-old prophetess, also affirmed Jesus. Here we have the old school embracing and blessing the new school. It's the passing of the baton from one generation to the next. We need to understand that the old school and the new school need to work together.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagen on his teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Next, on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen for today's message.
Let me give you some classic examples, or one classic example from the scripture, of where this division caused a division. This generational gap, this not understanding the energy of the new and the wisdom of the old. In 2 Chronicles chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. It happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it. He was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Then they sent for him and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service of your father, his heavy yoke which you put upon us, and we will serve you. So he said to them, come back in 3 days. So they departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had stood before his father or with his father while he lived. How do you advise me to answer these people? And they spoke and saying, if you're kind to these people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever. But he rejected the advice of the elders had given him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him, who stood with him. And he said, what advice do you give me? How should I answer this? When they say, lighten the yoke or lighten the burden that your father put on us. The young men who had grown up with him spoke and said, thus you should speak to the people who have spoken to you, saying your father made your burden heavy, but you make it lighter on us. Say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke or burden on you, I will add to your burden. My father chastised you with whips. I will chastise you with scourges. Jeroboam and all the people that came to Rehoboam on the third day as king had directed, came back on the third day. And when the king answered, and he said these same things that I said, just said, now this is not to say that what the older people always say is right and what younger people always say is wrong. But in this case, the wisdom of the elders was what should have been heeded. Because if you know anything about Israel, at this point they split. 10 tribes went one way and 2 tribes went the other way under Jeroboam and Rehoboam. Simply because both generations were not taken into consideration. There could have been a compromise. There could have been. But the generational gap caused it not to be. Going back to Malachi, God wants the hearts of the fathers turned to the children and the hearts of the children turned to the father. God desires generational reconciliation in the body of Christ. A great picture of generational reconciliation is found in Luke when Simeon held the infant Jesus and prophetically affirmed him. And then Anna, the 84-year-old prophetess, also affirmed Jesus. Here we have the old school embracing and blessing the new school. It's the passing of the baton from one generation to the next. We need to understand that the old school and the new school need to work together in generational harmony, I guess would be the best word to say, so that we can accomplish what God has asked us to accomplish. With this picture, we're reminded of the patriarchs of old who would gather the young generation around them and speak blessings upon them as they were about to pass on. They saw the different generations as being on the same team, like the runner on a relay race, all striving for the same goal. Today, I'm vitally concerned about generational division. I want to see generational cohesion. I believe that if we will have and concentrate on generational cohesion, that we're on the verge of tapping into the greatest move that we can ever have, because we can tap in to a generational unity with the enthusiasm and idealism of the young being propelled with the wisdom and the experience of the old. You put those two together and you got something going on. We as the old need to listen to the young and adapt and change. But we can give them some wisdom as they go, as we adapt to change. As we sat in staff meeting, all of my staff that are a lot younger than I am, they all say to me, "Pastor, you something else. You don't think like a 70-year-old. I said, I'm not going to think old, but I am going to give you my wisdom. I am going to tell you some things I have experienced, and maybe you won't have to go down that road." Hello? We have, now listen to this. Get a hold of this and listen good. We have ministry that's specifically geared toward the children, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared to the youth, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared to the singles, but we're one church. We have ministry that's specifically geared toward seniors, but we're one church. And what has happened? Reading in Rev magazine and Leadership magazine and some of the other ones, what is happening in the church world today is that you've got all of these churches within a church. And you got the children only looking at the children's pastor as their pastor. And the singles only looking at the singles pastor as their pastor. And the youth looking at the youth people as their pastor. And you got all of these groups. And they don't want to come into the main service because they don't feel a part of that. Let me tell you something. There's one church with one pastor. Rhema Bible Church is one church with one pastor. Singles, this is him right here. Youth, this is him right here. Children, this is him right here. Seniors, this is him right here. We have a bunch of associates, but one pastor. Why am I coming at you like this? Because I have been looking at this. I've been praying. I saw it happening in my own church. I saw the singles becoming a church within a church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Greg and I have Call to Arms Men's Conference coming up November 7 and 8. That's Thursday and Friday. You can go online, rhema.org/CTA, find out about it, and register. This is a registered conference.
Yes.
So you can go there, and hey, it's a different men's conference. You want to be here. It's going to be great.
So ladies, let me tell you, usually we have to do all the things for our husbands. Yes, we are the organizer. We are the one that does it. So just go online and you register your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm going to tell you what, he will come back a changed man.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Ages, Stages, and Generations. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.